What's up, peeps? It's Corey Vincent here, and you are listening to the Video Game Bang, brought to you by NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? And we have a great show because this has not only been a great week, particularly this has been an amazing day. There's a lot going on in VGB world, from appearances. We're going to Sacramento Anime, better known as Sac Anime, doing a live show there. So if you are in the Northern California area, like anime, or want to meet us and watch us do the show live, you can actually partake in the fun. We answer questions. You'll get your voice on the internet. Go buy your tickets today, folks. Other than that, we have an article on Nerd Reactor. I interviewed Vegeta. And yeah, it's just Vegeta. I interviewed the cartoon character and I got his response to Ronda Rousey's crush on him. It has since blown up pretty big. Kotaku has it featured on their website. So we're kind of riding a wave of just fun and excitement as we move in to the new studio very soon. There's going to be a big 100th episode super show coming up for you guys. But this show is pretty awesome too, because we have a returning member to the panel here. Alexander Van Baggins-Wiener. We have Aaron Carter, David Webb, and so much more. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's Bang.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real. I don't get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, pizzas? Even saw the lights on the Goodyear blimp. And in red, VGB's a pimp. Drunk as hell, but no throwing up. Halfway home, my pager's still blowing up. Today, I didn't even have to use my AK. I gotta say, it was a good day.
Ice Cube just vomited.
That was my spoken word version of Ice Cube's "Today was a good day." And it was a good day. It has been a good day, and it is continuing to be a good day, because I am here hosting the Video Game Bang, brought to you by NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? And what I'm reacting to is this room of beautiful faces. Starting to my left, you know him. You missed him. He hasn't been on the show for about a month. Alexander Van Baggins-Wiener.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome back, Alex. How have you been?
I've been good.
Yeah? You look good.
Yeah, that's what people tell me. That's not true. It's not true.
I was going to refute that whole statement there.
It's usually the beard that turns them off.
The
you groom or it, you on groom it a lot though. Or you groom on it a lot. It looks like you like to stroke it.
I do actually. It's kind of a thing where I'll just stand there. You can tell it's my desk because there's just a lot of little beard.
That's disgusting. All right, moving right along. .org. We're moving to the man in the control seat, David Webb.
What's up, everybody?
David Webb, what's been going on with you, man? You've been running the show. Thank you for that. We're in your house right now. Is it getting pretty taxing having these people in your house two times a week?
It's not taxing. It is a whole new appreciation for when we were having it at your place. I had no idea all the stuff that goes behind the scenes.
A lot that goes into it.
I just showed up and was like, all right, cool.
Constant fear of trying to keep your house clean, not trying to look like a slob when everyone comes over.
Bam.
Yep. Yep.
I don't get that.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Exactly.
You guys will learn someday.
Nope.
No, you probably won't.
Nope.
No.
But this man will, because he's trying to get into the real estate game himself. My good friend, my co-host, the guy who makes this show happen, Aaron Carter. What's going on, man?
What's up, everybody? I like to be a little chill. Yeah,
chill.
Yeah.
Deep inhale right before you talk.
So much going on in VGB world, guys. I cannot even explain it. Like, I am bursting at the seams because of how great a day it's been today. Yeah, I meant it in every way possible. The gross ways, the good ways. Today has been amazing. First of all, I sold my house, and now I'm officially a homeowner once again. The new house is 100% ours. We got the keys today.
And you went in there today?
People are renting it from me for a few weeks.
What?
Yeah, the people who I bought it from are staying there for a few weeks. Why, but I'm the owner. I'm a landlord now. I can show up and start kicking shit. I'm going to kick the door in and start, you know.
Shirt half buttoned.
Yeah.
Gold chain.
Because it's my house. If you don't like it, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
And as a gift, my real estate agent was so cool. I cannot believe it. We have the pinnacle of what's going to be running our brand new studio, the Scarlett 18i20.
It wasn't because they're related to you or anything.
Right? It had maybe a little bit to do with it.
I mean, I'm just wondering.
The best real estate agent in Northern California. She is going to retire soon. So if you want to get an amazing real estate agent, her name is Karen Udy. She got two 19-year-olds into a house they couldn't afford.
I've seen that movie before.
With an amazing finance guy she works with, Mark Wallachy.
I've definitely seen that one before.
And it didn't turn out bad. It actually went so well that we did this, and it just had a great experience.
I still agree about the movie. It was exactly what Corey's been saying.
What's her rate with black people?
Terrible.
Yeah.
It's not good still. Yeah, okay. Not a good market to be black right now.
Hasn't been
for a little while here in America.
Good try.
But black lives do matter.
Good
We're going to remind all the listeners, black lives do matter.
Wow.
So that was a good thing. We have a big key part of our studio, which is coming along. All the parts are starting to come in from Amazon because we're going to begin building this weekend. I'm going to try and periscope a little bit of it maybe. I'm going to take a lot of pictures so you guys can see where your monies has been going, because we did dip into the Patreon fund and we are funding some monitors and a screen, an actual TV that'll help project your guys' comments when we do the live show, and our Skype callers when we have our guests will actually be able to have their faces presented in front of everybody. So a lot of exciting stuff going on there. We have a big sponsor we can't necessarily talk about quite yet, but it's really a good time. You're on the ground floor if you're listening to this show right now. Another big news.
It's Disney, everybody.
Disney.
Yep. Yeah, it's Disney. Not Disney, Aaron. When it becomes Disney, we're not going to be working for it anymore.
We'll have a
they're
lot
gonna
of
have
animals
replaced us
singing
with,
in the intro.
With yeah.
Does
yeah.
that mean in the beginning with, of the live show, we'll have to do that castle intro with Tinkerbell flying over the castle?
Mickey's gangbang.
You know,
Gorsh.
Someone, who was it? Was it Gerald? A listener, Gerald?
He's playing Infinity right now.
He wanted a shirt that says Bang Gang on it, or
oh,
something
God.
Like that.
No.
Yeah.
Or Bang Bros.
No, that's copyright.
Yeah,
is it copyright?
I told you from the beginning.
Aaron, we are the Bang Bros.
No, I said.
We started
this. Neither brothers nor do you bang.
Exactly.
Well,
so
we
I said,
are brothers from different mothers.
I can say, I said, put on the shirt. I'm a part of the Bang Gang, and that's.
I'm taking that one step further. I want the shirt to say, "I'm here for the Bang Gang." Eh? Eh?
I still stand by my comment. We gotta be very careful when we send this.
You with the wording, yeah, yeah.
Because.
But it's like
one wrong move.
I'm part of the Bang Gang. I'm like, oh, that's one of our listeners. You know?
Okay.
Have you ever seen the thing? The shirts.
Unless they're dressed like mostly in leather.
The Keep Calm Chive on.
Yeah.
I've seen those on just like, you know, random. I go to the Chive, you know, that's.
Why?
It's sure a site.
I don't think
you know there's a lot of those on the internet.
I don't think he reads articles on the Chive, though.
I don't.
Do you read titles?
He goes the future
do.
Lower back
you just
problems.
Read the titles?
I just read the titles and yes. scroll through.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm a little less mad.
And I've seen those shirts on a lot of people. I had a coworker who had one of those shirts on. And you're like, oh. You go to the Chive? Like, yeah, I go to the Chive. I'm never giving anybody money.
It surprises me how big of a community that website actually has. I see those stickers on over everything. And people are so proud to go to that website.
They are.
Great marketing.
It's about boobs, drinking, and charity.
That's all it is. Yeah. That's all it is.
Didn't you make a shirt, Keep Calm and Bang On?
I did.
Where is that shirt?
It's on our store. You can go to storeenvy.com/videogamebang and you can get our Chivon ripoff t-shirt.
Or videogamebang.com.
Chivon because
it's
there's
an homage.
A lot of
it's an homage.
Because they have a whole bunch of Keep Calm stuff.
Oh, and yeah, they didn't even start
wasn't,
that.
Yeah,
they,
that.
It was like a war thing.
It was
well,
Keep
yes.
Calm, Carry On.
It
was
a
original.
It was British propaganda that never actually made it out as propaganda, if I remember correctly.
And now it's propaganda for
and
websites.
Now it's, yeah.
We did it.
Comes full.
America.
Full cycle.
Other good stuff monthly. We got going on. If you're going to be in the area for SAC Anime in a few months, we are going to be hosting a panel, and we have been like promoted in a way. We went from like the Friday shows to now we're going to be at a primetime spot on a Saturday afternoon.
We are no longer strippers on Tuesdays.
Oh, man. I might actually be able to make one.
We've got the actual Saturday show.
Yeah. So we're going to be reaching out to people, see what kind of guests and fun stuff we can do. I can't guarantee as many giveaways as we did at SAC Wizard
We're giving
World,
away a Scarlett 18-8.
Yeah, no. No. We're not giving away that. That's for Daddy. Because he's going to spank you.
A USB audio interface.
to spank you, Aaron.
You can say all the hell you want. I do not endorse any type of spanking by other grown men.
I'm going to spank
of Aaron Carter.
That's not what you're into.
Yeah, it's not.
So there if you're in the Sacramento area, please come check us out there. We're also going to be at TwitchCon. And those are the ones we can confirm right now. We'll probably be at some other ones. Unfortunately,
where's TwitchCon again?
TwitchCon's in SF, San Francisco.
It's San Fran.
Yep, I'm cool. I can Frisco call it Bay. SF.
You're not cool.
All by myself.
Oh, wow.
What a jerk. Speaking of not being cool, another big thing going on right now at this very moment, as some of you guys may know, I did an article yesterday, as a matter of fact. I interviewed, his name is Chris Sabat. You may know him as the voice of Vegeta from Dragon Ball Z.
The Prince of All Saiyans?
The weakest character in the
He did Piccolo, if that makes you happy.
The strongest?
There you go.
Character.
He also did Yamcha. So
the
the weakest.
The actual weakest.
Yajirobe was better than him.
When your lady gets stolen by one of the
Yajirobe even had
villains.
His moments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so He's sad, a hero. Yamcha. And he has scars on his face, like rape scars on his face. No means no, Yamcha.
What if it was a Wolf Fang fist that went astray?
Yeah. Right.
He was Wolf Fang whacking it and then slipped and punched himself in the mouth.
Terrible.
Sure.
But it was a great interview. Had fun talking to the guy. He's a legend in anime. Anybody tied to that franchise. He's been doing that voice since the mid-90s. And I asked him if he could, in character, respond to Ronda Rousey's comments about him, about Vegeta being her cartoon crush. She, like, there was like a 3-4 minute rant on YouTube of her just going off on how she loves Vegeta and she would turn cartoon for him and all this stuff. And so, and the geeky, stupid part of me side is like the night before the interview, I had this thing planned out. I could not sleep. I was pretty excited. I usually don't get that excited about these interviews, but I was very excited for this one. Cause I love MMA and I knew I was going to ask this question. So I was thinking, I even wrote it down to myself, like, how am I going to word it? And of course, when it came to the interview, I butchered how I was going to word it.
What's you?
Yeah, of course.
Butcher something?
Shut up.
On air?
Shut up.
What is this world coming to?
Pisses me off. The irony in all this. Okay, what happens is I ended up writing the article. I clipped that segment out from a shitty phone app. So the quality of audio was terrible. But I just put something out there. I wrote the article, you know, Vegeta responds to Ronda Rousey. It was huge on Nerd Reactor yesterday. Come to find out today, Kotaku got word of it. And then they wrote an article based off of it. And they embedded our SoundCloud clip into it. And now it's through the roof. Like, what do we say?
It was, last I checked, 15,600 plays.
Oh, 15,000 plays on SoundCloud.
This just in, IGN got wind of Kotaku's article about your article, and then they wrote an article Kotaku's article.
Bullshit.
Yeah, it's terrible. And that's sad that you were going there for a second. Yeah.
No, I was. I was waiting to say bullshit.
That is how it works, though. That's how it works. Because at first, when I saw it, I talked to John, because we're new to the game, kind of. When we do the podcasting stuff, we don't do the article stuff as much. And so I asked him, is this like, are we getting ripped off here, or is this good? And he's like, no, this is very good, because then they do it, then someone else covers it, then that's how things
snowball.
It could die.
Nothing original anymore.
Yeah. It could just fall off the vine here. This could be it. You know, we're just riding this little wave. But it's very awesome. But the thing that gets me is, you know, since we started this show, my number one deal was quality control of audio.
I wanted to put out potato quality.
I wanted to make sure anything we did in audio quality was excellent. I spent hundreds of dollars in this endeavor just to make sure we sound top notch. Uh-huh. I get this interview.
Tin cans and string.
I seriously, plastic cups.
In the morning, I looked at my time off, see how much sick time I had. And if I had enough time off, I was going to take the day off and record it in a studio. Like, I thought about it, but I was like, fuck it. I don't have enough time. I'm just going to go to work, record it. I downloaded a phone app on my way to work.
Oh, my God.
Tested it a little bit. Thought I kind of had.
Professional.
Horrible.
And it's the most fucking popular thing I've ever put on the Can you believe that? Everything I've done, 99.9% of the audio we've put online has been pristine quality.
It's not what people want.
And then
they want
this
underground
piece of crap
they
interview.
Want real recordings.
Yeah. Oh, I hate myself.
Not this studio pampered stuff.
Talk about missed opportunities.
They
want
to make it sound like it's like something you had to, you know, you
really
accidentally
work
came
for.
Yeah, like you got him on the low. Like you called him up and he confess that type of thing to you.
They want it to sound like it's in a jacket and you exactly. were just talking to them, so it was like a stealth interview.
I'm really surprised, because usually when our stuff goes somewhat viral, when people are talking about it and it gets big, there's a lot of haters, you know, because this is how the internet works. But most of the feedback I'm getting from this is extremely positive. There is the people who are like, you know, it's awesome, but the sound quality is garbage, to which I say yes, and I apologize for that. And the other people were kind of critiquing his voice that can hear it. They're like, yeah, his voice was off, man. He didn't sound as good. And to his credit, I completely sprung it on him. Had no idea that I was going to ask that. I just kind of hear it in the interview. I just say, hey, can I speak to Vegeta directly? That's how I put it, too. And he was like, then he just jumped into the voice.
Well, I mean, they're voice actors. They got to get. If they can't turn it off and on like that, then.
This was 10 a.m. for him.
Method act, you know, get into it. Like, have a ritual to start.
Yeah.
They summon the Dark Lord before they get in the booth. I don't know.
This was 10 a.m.
I'm not knocking it.
He's sacrificing lambs before they go and do.
Yeah, totally, dude.
It's a messy business. Yeah.
It was super early in the morning. It was 10 for him, 3 hours different for me. He was in the back, he said, of a restaurant where he couldn't, you know, project to his fullest without making a giant scene out of himself.
Well, then you do that, Vegeta.
I think you got to get cut a break.
Become your character.
Yeah, no. He started a little rough, but given the circumstances, what more do you expect from the guy? The guy's been Vegeta for a bunch of years.
He has been.
Hasn't that only been like
chicken vaginas
since the mid '90s?
Like one series and three movies.
Yeah, and but all the video games.
Yeah, video games.
That's true.
Everything.
I forget about those, as do most people.
Wow.
Actually, I really miss Budokai Tenkaichi.
That's going to be a good segue. Hold on to that segue, because I'm not going to segue there exactly yet. I just want to wrap up with this one saying
I'm not
going
to hold on to it.
I want to thank Chris Sabat so much for doing the article. I mean, for doing the interview and then being a sport and actually doing the voice. Like, that was awesome for him to do. I want to thank Kotaku, too, for their extra coverage. I know, and it's bleeding over to other episodes, which is cool. I have noticed a big increase in the rest of our plays also through this. So if you're listening for the first time, thank you guys. This is Video Game Bang. We can go through all the stuff we've skipped. Twitter.com at Video Game Bang. Facebook.com/Video Game Bang Bang. YouTube.com/The Video Game Bang. Twitch.tv/Video Game_Bang. And Patreon. If you want to help support the show in our big move to the new studio, Patreon.com/Video Game Bang. Segway. Alex was saying no one plays these Dragon Ball Z games. I happen to know one person in this room who's been playing that video game. And he's on his phone texting.
I'm not texting, actually. I was Googling.
Snapchatting.
Sabat.
Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to see what else he did.
Aaron, you seem to really like this Dragon Ball Z game.
Dragon Ball Z Xenoverse, everybody, is a game that isn't the greatest game of all time, but it will get you through those cold, lonely nights.
Was I not on the show talking about this earlier? When I was actually playing it?
Irrelevant.
All right.
So,
throwing it out there.
The best part that I like, of course, is the character creation. You know, I did make a Black Saiyan, first one in the universe.
Did you find out what happens when he goes Super Saiyan?
Haven't found out just
blonde
yet.
Blonde hair.
Blonde eyebrows, because there's no black hair style.
There's no fro?
Bald fades. There's no fro so far that I've seen. There probably is. You probably unlock them later or something like that. But right now, I'm bald.
That sounds like something that you would unlock.
Bald as... the day I was, no, actually, I had a lot of hair when I was born, so whatever.
Were you born with an afro?
Yeah, whatever. But I was bald. I'm bald, so only thing.
Not in real life.
Only
not
hair,
bald in real life.
Yeah, I have a fade in real life.
If you guys
life.
Want to see what Aaron looked like as a baby, he was actually, this is real, he was the little baby they chose to be on the cover of the Notorious B.I.G. album.
Close.
Yeah, that's actually, that's Aaron Carter.
Aaron's like, yeah, that's actually close enough. Yeah,
not,
go for
not
it.
Not that
I'll
bad.
Take it.
But Xenoverse, on a serious matter. Xenoverse.
Serious DBZ games.
That is actually a very fun game. I'm going through the story mode right now. I want to get other people on and to, you know, run some stuff, some play some multiplayer, because I think it'll be pretty cool.
It's, yeah.
We
it's
played
really
Avatar Daireisen or whatever.
Yeah, that was fun.
It feels just like that.
So you can, is there destructible environments through too?
Destructible-ish environments. Like, you're not going to be.
There's buildings.
Yeah, you know, you're not going to
be. You don't destroy
everything. Yeah, but you'll get those moments where you get, you know, hit somebody and they'll crash a small, I don't know, stalactite or something like that.
Yeah.
In a cave?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, sometimes you can fight in a cave.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sometimes you're in the sky. Sometimes you're on Kami's lookout. Sometimes you're in a city.
One thing I kind of regret is playing it in English.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is
the,
that?
I have the option to switch it to Japanese and have American subtitles.
Why? Why are you happy?
Kind of like the Japanese voiceovers a little better.
Man, I don't remember what I played with. I think I might have kept it in English.
Because I just didn't know.
Because it was good enough.
I didn't go to the options beforehand. I just kind of jumped right into the game and, you know.
What was wrong with you? Options. Options where you go before
you
start.
I was excited and brought back all these childhood memories and stuff like that. I was like, do I be a Namek because I love, you know, Piccolo's my favorite character out of the whole series? Or do I see what a Super Saiyan Black guy looks like?
You're going to go blonde eyebrows.
Yeah, Super Saiyan Black guy. Yeah, I got to do that.
The blonde people are apparently the most powerful.
Do you still have this game, Alex?
Blonde-haired, blue-eyed people.
No, I traded in my Steam game at GameStop.
For $3.99.
Son of a bitch.
Yes.
That's where I got it on as
well.
Why
aren't you guys playing then?
I didn't know he had it until today.
I didn't know he bought it.
You didn't know he talked about this on the show.
I did.
Did you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Irrelevant.
It's fair that you don't listen.
I want to go back to that episode where Aaron probably shat all over the game.
No, because I saw, like,
I think you were just mad that it cost as much as it did. To be honest.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, yeah. And it still...
Still held its value pretty
it
well.
It still holds its value, yeah.
I'm not surprised by
they
that.
Need to add, they need to have the Japanese version, the American version, and then add that Dragon Ball Z abridged version.
Yeah, and have the abridged people do the whole voiceovers
that would be
and stuff like that.
One of the guys from Abridged is doing voices in that game.
Nice.
He got picked up from doing
the abridged,
DBZ abridged stuff. They picked him up.
I was going to watch it, but it was like 3 hours long for one season and 1 hour long for another, and I was like, ain't nobody got time for that, so I just...
That's a very good...
It's called Abridged.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually less time than doing it any other way.
Oh, no, yeah, it's less time than the actual 19-episode story arc of Frieza. And
you want, like, a five-second film version of it?
I want the Abridged Abridged.
He does.
One.
Abridged Abridged.
Yes.
That's how chaos
happens. Can I get the Spark Notes on the Abridged Abridged, though?
Exactly.
Webb, are you... You always get kind of quiet when we talk about DBZ. Is this...
I never got into it. I tried to.
You know what? I don't even understand why you're on the show anymore.
I don't either.
Like, you... Every time we bring up some, the Fallout games are amazing. I never got to play the Fallout games. I don't know why. Like,
I'm just glad that the show's in my house because it secured me through this.
So this is why I'm here, guys. You can't go anywhere.
Careful, if it moves, you won't show up for many, many shows, apparently.
Terrible.
No, I did. I did watch it. I did try to watch it when I was younger, and I never got into anime. I tried. I think Pokemon was the closest thing to anime that
you're done.
I got into.
You're done.
It's fine. It's fine.
No, it's not
fine.
Fine.
It's fine. It's fine.
It is not.
Thank you, Alex.
Anime now,
it's
going
fine.
Back to it,
it's fine.
Anime
it's
now
fine. It's fine.
Has evolved
it's fine.
So much with storytelling and, you know.
Yeah.
And also not.
And it, also
it's
not.
Also not evolved at all.
I am
it's
willing
literally
to give it, a, I am willing to give it another shot. So
Dragon
if you guys
Ball
have
Z,
ones,
I wouldn't...
Don't
say
go back to
start
it.
With.
Yeah. Would you have them start all the way back at Dragon Ball?
Hell to the no.
I liked Dragon
I didn't
Ball.
Ball was really fun.
I liked Dragon Ball.
Now that I realize, because I saw DBZ before Dragon Ball,
uh-huh.
And then I started
Me
watching
too.
Dragon Ball, and I was like, this is fucking dumb. And then I realized, oh, no. This is way before. This is
yes.
actually like more lighthearted, a little more like
way
fairy
different.
Tale-esque.
But see, I think he'll get that. This is stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, he won't get that.
Well, it also
so should I start
kind of
with DBZ and
watch.
Then go back to Dragon Ball?
What do you like in... entertainment, storytelling, action. What do you?
I like a good mixture. I like story, like, you know, a good story.
Watch the show,
like action.
Watch the anime Baccano.
Baccano.
Yes.
Okay.
That will. That has.
Can one? Okay.
It's a good. It's a good one. I've recommended it.
Can
to
one
others.
Really go back and rewatch Dragon Ball Z today and then get that same feeling?
No.
It feels like you had to be there.
Yeah, it was kind of a first
because it's part of the hype.
Yeah, because you know when I watched it,
but you'll watch the establishment.
We would
of
watch it
and
then and
memes and all these different
like
things.
now when he watches it, he's gonna come to us and we'd be like, oh yeah, I kind of remember that. But back in the day,
Watch the new movie that just
came
out.
Can you start
yeah.
there?
Resurrection of F.
Yeah, you can.
Because there's some inside jokes, but it is exact. I saw it last night. It is exactly DBZ the show in a movie format and updated, and it looks gorgeous too.
Awesome.
It does look very good. I will give it that. Like from the trailers I've seen online and everything,
I've heard nothing but good reviews from the people I know who went yesterday. People who were just like wives of just going to watch because their husband wanted to. We're saying it was a pretty good movie.
No, those are troopers. I need a wife like that. Good lord.
I need a girl to watch Dragon Ball Z.
But can I?
What?
Can I?
Can you what?
Can I get him?
Yeah.
All right. Go with you.
But back to the Dragon Ball Z thing. I feel like you can rewatch it now, but when you were back then, you'd watch it and then go to school the next day and then talk to all your friends about it.
Oh, yeah.
It
was that's wrong.
I went to Black High, and no, I could not speak to my friends about it.
Oh, no, I remember.
Happy to go home and away from all the people at school and then watch your anime. No.
A lot of
the
kids take a nap on the couch. They would talk about it.
You watch Sailor Moon, then you watch DBZ, and then you fall asleep, and then you wake up at 7, and your mom's yelling at you to do your homework, and you also need to eat dinner.
That's actually true. I did get into Dragon Ball Z in high school, freshman year.
Yep.
And I could not tell the difference between all the characters. I remember that, being confused.
They all look the same.
Blonde hair, blue eyes.
Except Mr. Popo.
Super human Saiyan people. Yeah.
No. Same. Not even close.
Yeah, that's dead on accuracy.
Dead
on. I couldn't tell the difference between Goku, Gohan, Goten. Yeah.
At some points, I have been confused between Goku and Gohan.
See?
They were the same. And Goku was like dead, so he's being brought back from the dead, so he hasn't really aged. But Gohan aged a lot and looked like an actual adult.
Then you had Goten, who was just the spitting image.
Who was tiny Goku.
Goku, yeah.
So. I really wish I had a hyperbolic time chamber. I remember as a kid thinking, like, that would be the coolest thing.
1 year for 7 years?
One day for one year.
Yeah, I thought it was
1 year. 1 year, that's right.
You go, basically what it is, David, is...
He's like, what's going on, guys?
I'm gathering it. You go
Goku
in
goes into this room thing, and he trains intensely for like an entire year, and when he comes out, only a day has passed.
Gotcha, okay.
That would be so cool. That'd
but once it's dope. Closed, you can't open it, right?
Yeah, you're stuck. And it's like nothing but like white all over.
Yeah, big space. Right? Yeah,
so
big
time space. Travels normally for you. Like you've been in there for a year. You feel like it.
Don't, yeah, I think
don't
you
think too much outside. About it. Yeah. Don't do it.
Then there's the extra gravity. The two times gravity. Yeah.
I read something about that. Today.
Weighted training clothing.
Training clothing.
In the movie, like 500 Piccolo times. Does that again.
Does he do that?
Yes, he does.
So amazing.
It's so good.
So amazing. Dragon Ball Z. Just go watch it.
DBZ.
Watch all of it.
Dragon Ball Z, as they call it in London.
You guys will see me on Saturday, and my eyes will be all bloodshot.
Hey, you might.
I watched the whole thing.
My hair will be blonde. All right,
we're going to be back with much more geek and gaming news after the break, so stick around for more video game bang.
Hi, it's Tina from Voss Burgers, and you're listening to Video Game Bang.
Hey guys, you are watching Video Gangbang right now. Jace, Dave, Frank, the Green Ranger, and it's Morphin time. Ooh-yah!
Hey, this is David Jost, the original Blue Power Ranger, and you're listening to Video Game Bang.
That's because one of my coworkers today was like, Hey, Eran.
Hey, Eran.
He was foreign. He's like, so who are you dating?
I am the captain now.
No, not dude.
No, it's a different guy.
And I was like, no, I'm not dating anybody, dude. And he's like, oh, you know any good girls?
God damn.
I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, just update too. Like, we announced at the beginning of the show we were at like 15,000. It's jumped up just through that first portion of the show to now 18. This is the first time Nerd Reactor's ever been featured on Kotaku. And it's kind of strange because I think there was a mild beef between the two websites. Like,
We just reignited it right now.
I think we're bridging the gap between Kotaku and Nerd
Reactor. Just made a script at home to continuously play it.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, it just spoofs the addresses and then loads the webpage.
You actually did that for us?
Not even
in a million years. Oh, God, that's why we're friends.
I don't even mind Bitcoin for myself. Let alone make a script for anyone else.
As much as we can talk about Dragon Ball Z and make this Dragon Ball Z episode, there are other things to talk about. People, GamesCon is going on. GamesCom. GamesCom is my buddy who's at GamesCon.
Yep.
Go figure.
That's got to be confusing. Well,
no, GamesCon is inside the GamesCom and JamesCon.
JamesCon, yeah. He's there and he's telling us some pretty awesome stuff going on over there in Germany right now. It's kind of interesting. I like GamesCom because...
That was in China.
No, it's in Germany.
It's definitely in Germany. China is the wrong answer.
Oh, well, then I guess I'm...
There were other answers that were less wrong.
All the big news seems to be happening, like, on my way to work. It's awesome. You know, you don't have to go through all the hype. It's just like, you get to work and you know everything.
I don't have to go through the hype ever.
Oh, look at you.
It's called wait for it to filter through the news.
Or it's called depression.
Well, yeah, that too.
So what do we know coming out of Gamescom so far, Aaron?
We know that Microsoft will be there.
All right, that's wow. Step in the right direction, yeah. Am I right?
Well, they showed
Microsoft
that
can finally be representing, you know, whatever brand they are.
Exactly.
I don't know what they do, so
they showed that game Scaled or whatever it was.
What was it called? The one
Scaled Back, Scaled Down, Scalebound,
Scaled Away,
Scalebound.
There you go. 4 players co-op. They said they announced that. Steven was pretty excited about it, and then when I went and looked at the video, I was like, "This looks extremely horrible." And I looked at it twice, and then I noticed in the corner it said pre-alpha gameplay. So I was like, yeah. "Okay, I'll give you guys some because the game looks hideous."
That's how they get the foot in the door.
Very hideous.
And then they just shit inside your heart.
Like, but no, the game looks. The only thing that was the foot in the door thing was the 4 players co-op because you know I love the co-op type of stuff. But the gameplay, I was just like, I don't want to play this mess.
I don't want to
do
that.
Even with other people. Like, why would I do that to
it's
myself?
Not even Earth Defense Force, like, redeemable?
Earth Defense Force, it looks graphically, like, bad. But that gameplay, I saw whenever I looked at it, I was like, oh, yeah, the gameplay is there. The gameplay looked bad on Scalebound. Oh. It didn't look like it was anything. Steven was like, oh, they tried to go for, like, a Devil May Cry type of deal. And I can see they tried. They failed so hard.
Interesting.
They failed.
So
far. It's pre-alpha, everybody.
Roger Howard, avid listener of the show, very outspoken, actually is so excited. He said this is the only reason he has an Xbox One at this point.
Scalebound?
For Scalebound.
He should buy 2 Xbox Ones and throw them both in the trash because that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I'm sure he'll have something to say.
I think that's a bit excessive.
That is a bit excessive.
That escalated.
You can definitely send me one of those.
Buy two of them. Instead of throwing it away. Yes, send it. Send it to us. That was Kevin Hart's joke, not Aaron Carter's. So copyright. You know,
that explains why it's not funny.
Exactly.
Oh.
Kevin Hart, his name is Alexander Baggs.
That's fine. Find me. I think I'm taller than you still.
I think 90% of the planet
is
probably title. He's a funny man.
Mighty Number 9 got pushed back to 2016.
Mighty Number, who cares?
Exactly. At this point.
I still care.
I was upset that game was funded.
I had to think about it, though. I didn't know if I cared, and then I think I care a little still.
The most over-budgeted indie game ever? Is that what we're looking at here?
The most game that didn't need to be...
Is it over-budgeted, or is it just that like victim of Kickstarter, angel investor, feature creep, bloat? Destroying of timelines.
Why did it get funded is what I don't understand.
People want Mega Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is nostalgia.
The dude didn't have enough money to fund Mega Man.
Get me games of Mega Man.
Make it
happen.
He could have made it. He could have made it on his own dollar.
No, he couldn't have originally.
Yeah, he could have.
No, he couldn't.
Regardless, he went to Kickstarter. He made a
GoFund.me. Yep, that's where he went.
He made a shit ton of money to make this game. I think he hit every one of his stretch goals. And it's going to be on every console, essentially.
Yeah.
But what's going on with the holdups, man? It's a platformer.
It's hard to do that.
I mean, really?
It's not as optimized for each platform.
But why are we getting a full delay on all platforms? Wouldn't it have made more sense to put it out on ones you can?
No.
The article I was reading was saying that it seems like they saw how many games have come out with so many bugs, and they don't want to...
Yeah, exactly.
Get lost in that. They don't want to get rolled into.
You have like 2 choices there. Well, 2 choices to release an actual complete product. Is you release certain versions on time or early without, as you know, with the least amount of bugs possible. Or you hold them all back and release a finished product on all of them, which is kind of sounds like what they want to do.
Right.
Because if you release any one of those with terrible bugs, you're completely fucked. Like, that's it. You're done. No one wants to buy your game. No one wants to talk about your game. And you completely shot yourself in the foot. Even if, like, there's a, you know, 30-day patch or whatever after that. And like, oh, we fixed all the problems. No one cares. No one wants
it. Especially an indie game.
Right, yeah. Because who are you? Like, why would we even?
He's the creator of Mega
Not as
Man.
Programmers. He's just a producer.
Well, his name is attached to it.
So,
yeah,
but
if the game is shit,
then no one will want to deal with
him. We just talked about the Dragon Ball Z movie, who you were like, Akira Toriyama is probably not the one actually penning the damn thing, but he is overseeing it.
Yeah.
So, his name is attached. He's going to make sure that, you know, crap
is producing a movie, though, which is a single consumption thing versus a game. A game where other people make the interactions.
Yeah,
if it's a buggy piece of crap, no one's going
to
like it.
He's still looking over it the same way.
If all of the colors were wrong in the DBZ movie, like literally wrong
they
colors, then people would be like, okay, you're blind. I don't want to see these.
The thing... Go ahead.
I think, to me, what I have trouble getting around is it's not like this is the first time this game's been delayed. It's been delayed... This is at least the second or third time it's been delayed. When you crowdsource the money, you have a responsibility, it feels like, to hit those deadlines. You should. There's a moral.
Nope.
Moral.
Nope.
Not when you're indie.
Nope.
There should be.
Not when you're indie.
It doesn't matter. When someone gives me money,
I think his background, though,
paid for, or, you know, it's their personal money, I personally would feel a moral obligation to make sure you're hitting dates and giving that your full. I'm not they're not giving it their full attention, but there's. What
do you
the
think
hell?
It's more on him, like more on like his?
It's too damn big. It grew up too fast for him. Like that's all it is. It's that thing where they tried to do too much, and it's like
I
don't
even know this game better.
This
game better have a lot of stuff in it. Then
I don't think
I don't
so.
Think
that's
it
the
does.
Thing. It's so a platformer.
Then, so then,
unless they're adding, because they are adding, like they're supposed to be adding a bunch of different modes to it. Not necessarily because you clearly just like play through it and beat it mode. But there's also like time attacks, and there's also other different modes.
Don't give me that
feature creep.
Don't give
me
that.
100% feature creep.
Yeah, but still, nonetheless, this is a guy who's been in the industry for a long time.
What company did he work for?
Doesn't matter. He did it.
Capcom. Sorry, that's important.
Okay,
he worked for Capcom. Many editions there are of Street Fighter 4? That's how they make their money. It's not being smart. It's just milking a franchise.
So when you repetition, he's been doing games for the longest. How many damn Mega Mans are there?
Yeah.
That's exactly what he's making right now, isn't it?
No, but it's different.
Oh, shut the hell up.
It is
the same. No.
It's different. He's using our money.
It's Mega Man number 9. Yeah.
He's not
That's
using
what it is.
Capcom's farm.
That's
of
fine.
People.
That's fine. But you would think you learned a damn thing or two.
But he's partnered.
After...
It's not like he's partnered with chumps. He's got Deep Silver.
It's not
him.
Like he's. Yeah, and it's not like he's doing
what
this.
What did they make again?
They made Mighty number 9, damn it.
What about.
Well, they tried
that?
To. They're still working.
What about
on
before that?
The thing is. Well, we'll Google that right now.
Magic the Gathering.
Yeah. But the thing is, he's been in the game.
I'm pretty sure it's Magic.
But he's been in the game long enough to know he wouldn't just go out and hire, you know, college grads. He went and he found somebody he was like, I trust that can do this.
What was the other game that happened to? Was it Star Citizen? Where that's been like, people
that's
are like,
been,
what are you
that's
even
been,
making
yeah.
anymore?
But see, I think Star Citizen is more ambitious than a Mighty Number 9 2D side-scroller. You're talking about a
It is,
space.
Unless they're adding things. That's the thing is...
No, I was thinking Stainless. Sorry, we'll do some fact-checking. Stainless games for Magic. But we're talking Deep Silver, Dead Island, Saints Row.
So your whole argument
Saints
of,
Row what?
Saints Row any of them. What is it? Unless it was
Saints
Row the side-scroller.
Saints Row 4. Metro Last Resort.
So these are people that have made
Risen
games.
3. There's a lot of
this
major
isn't their first
titles
rodeo.
Yeah. So and then it's at okay. their helm,
they made Dead Island. That was the point I was trying to make because that's a terrible
game.
No,
you're just,
and
he,
then
he
at their
the
helm, they have a guy who's been in the industry for a long time. So, it
but he has,
seems
has
like,
he been in the industry in the capacity that he currently is? So it, such that it's like he has a sure he's a visionary or whatever, you know, like he has the vision of what he wants to do. But does he have the chops to keep them on point? Does he have the chops to make the actual management work? Does he just go into a room and say, "I wanted to do this," and people are like, "That's not even
you know what
you didn't even draw."
I'm going to say no.
No
the answer to all those
out.
Questions.
I'm going
to
say yes because if anybody does their history checking on G4, they ran a special on him. And they showed him how he works in the area. And then they showed he was showing people his early drawings of Mega Man and stuff like that. And he was like, if somebody brought me this today, I'd fire them. This isn't on par to what we have. And I remember for a while, I was like, you're
like
a dick.
I feel like I've seen that, yeah.
I was like, you're a freaking dick. That's what you started on, dude. And now since X and everything is out and you draw all, you know, and you make everything all, you know, detailed and stuff like that. Now everybody is just, but, so, yeah, he's got that. He's I'm not going to give him any leeway on being some type of naive. Oh, I was just the dream maker in this whole thing. Like, no, I think he's had his hands in this type of thing. I think the fact that you strapped on indie to his
that game feels like
title,
anything but indie these days. It started that way.
It's a little more like loose. I don't have these pressures on me from a
yeah,
company
yeah, totally.
Saying stuff. So hell yeah, I can delay a game another year if
right.
I feel like it because, hey,
I
we're
can
indie.
I want.
Yeah, we're indie. But I think he should be held some type of to a higher standard since you've done this before.
No, I mean, not only that, but however long it takes to come out, that's how long people, like it's inversely how long people will care about it. You know, if it takes forever to come out, they're going to be like, oh, cool, I waited 3 years for that. Well, why did I wait
I promise you, I don't think this game, I think this will be a flash.
Flash in the pan?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, totally. because he's delayed it so long. If it came out when, you know, it was supposed to, one of the other
I still think
times,
it would be a flash. Mega Man.
It would have been a bigger flash in the pan, at least.
What were the extra Mega Man that came out? Mega Man 10 and 9? Yeah.
I think 9 specifically was the first jump.
That was the first one, yeah. And everybody was like, oh, crap, a full retro game? We're getting, you know, old school difficulty. You know, it's Mega Man again, the next, you know, iteration.
They spawned some other little Mega Man things that came out of that, though.
Yeah, I mean,
Mega Man versus Street Fighter was one of them.
I mean, dropping a rock in a pond will make a ripple, of course, but after a while,
that's the idea, is they're stimulating their old IP, maybe. Maybe they're just trying to get a little
they
life
should,
out of
I
it
think
still.
They should. He should have just went back to another Mega Man series. The Mighty Number 9 thing, to me, which just is Mega Man. I don't care.
There's
which way
so
you
much
it.
To talk about, guys. I'm going to jump
yeah, we'll
back
move
in
on.
Here
we'll
as
move
the
on.
Host. We've got to move on because one other thing. I know it's not exactly games related, but we are Video Game Bang, and we do whatever the fuck we want. Fantastic Four just came out, and it is getting the reviews I think everyone expected.
The ones that I said before, horrible. When it was announced, when they didn't even have a cast tied to this thing.
Everybody called it.
I saw the best one where, like, the best review, you know, it was the pun. It's more like un-Fantastic Four.
Oh.
I was like, well, yes, I'll give it that. That's good enough.
Classic.
Yeah.
That makes me sad.
Remember we were reporting it was going to be Victor Domashev or something like that?
Yeah.
I guess they must have switched up last minute because he was Victor Von Doom.
Yeah, I heard that as well.
But apparently just the look of him is awful. Like, people said it was harking back to, like, when the Green Lantern movie came out. That full CG bodysuit looking deal that...
It's
and
Fox, everybody.
You know what they should have done? Because if Fox was thinking ahead... You could have, I know, it's funny to think
ahead.
Of, if they could think ahead.
Oh, if they, okay.
Doom should have been more of a Thanos type character. They could have let him linger around and then focused on him as like a team up thing. Because they've already said Fantastic Four is going to cross over. Fuck, I don't care. Give me the monster, that one weird garbage monster from the first.
On the comic book?
Yeah. Give me that.
No, they can't do it because that's digging way too deep. What do you want them to just look at the cover of the first one? Oh, that's who we're going with
right
there.
Yeah, there you go. But seriously, you just burnt Doom, who's like a very good villain, though. He's
but
worth
they don't
the
care,
wait.
Because they don't have a universe. They don't have a universe.
They're already saying there's going to be a crossover between Fantastic Four and this X-Men series.
That's them flipping Marvel
now,
off.
They've already burnt Apocalypse now because they're going to beat Apocalypse in X-Men Apocalypse. We've already beat Doctor Doom. So unless Doom and Apocalypse team up, what are they going to do? A Galactus? That didn't work the first time.
How beat are these bad guys, though? Because most bad guys in comic books keep coming back with new things over and over again.
Well,
but do we really want to see Doom twice in a row? It'll be like Loki kind of in the Avengers. That was kind of a letdown. I mean, they did it well, but it was like, really, Loki?
In the Avengers 1?
Yeah.
No, that wasn't a letdown. That was to be expected.
That's a team-up one. That's different, though. That's not...
Well, because he's going to talk about how X-Men and Fantastic Four is going to be a team-up.
So who are they going to fight together?
Who are they going to fight together?
Yeah.
The hell if I don't care. They're going to fight Fox. Hopefully they fight
gonna,
Fox.
They're going to fight for your money. Revolt. That's what they're going to do.
I literally think I'm 100% sure.
They're going to fight their fans.
That Fox is just flipping Marvel off. Like, we don't care. We have your license. We're going to do whatever we want with it.
We're going to run it to the ground.
Exactly.
And
so
then
you
pee
do
on
not.
It.
You have discontinued your X-Men series, discontinued your Fantastic Four series because we own it. And. Since you're like, oh, you're not going to create any new stories? Then we're going to create some new stories.
We'll do it for you.
Cyclops grows wings now, everybody. And his new name is Archangel. No, the old Archangel died. That's what happened.
That's terrible.
Yeah, they're going to do whatever they want to this stuff.
And then if they mess up, then they're going to do Fantastic Four Days of Future Past.
Exactly. And then
re-erase everything.
The bad thing, I feel... I don't feel sorry for these. The actors that tie themselves to Fox. When
they're
you
done.
Know what's going on.
What if they don't know?
No, they know.
No, what if they don't
know? Olivia Munn doesn't know.
Yeah, what if they don't know?
Hugh Jackman knows.
Hugh Jackman, that's why
well,
this is
what
the
has
last
he already
one.
Said? What has he already said? He doesn't want to be Wolverine anymore.
But,
which
but
is
you
weird.
Are.
Which is weird,
no,
though.
I
because
know.
It was like only a few like, years ago, it was the opposite. Yeah. It was the opposite. He was so enthusiastic just two
and
short
then,
years
and
ago.
And then he saw the writing on the wall.
He actually campaigned to be in the Avengers movies.
and Fox shut him
that.
Down.
Yeah,
and that
might have
been when it started to turn, when maybe Hugh Jackman started realizing that.
Wait a
but
minute.
But what's sad is to piggyback off of that, because the Deadpool trailer came out. Did you guys all see that?
Looks
yes.
good.
Yes.
Nope. That's what's weird.
Who, is that Fox as well?
That's Fox.
Wow, they need to put that guy in charge.
But see, I was telling Steven this. I was like, I don't think you can get Deadpool 2 wrong. He's
you
so
can't.
Random and
yeah.
just, you know.
You can get him wrong.
Because as wrong as you think you can get him, Marvel can take him and be like, well, he's, you know, because he's aware of the fourth wall, you know. He just,
yeah, no, I know.
You can just throw him into
they've
anything.
Done,
they fucked him up once, and now it looks like they're going to do him.
Oh, no, yeah. They messed him up that, but yeah, that
they're
wasn't
using
his
that.
Movie.
So they're even using
that
to
wrong.
Yeah. Well, because that wasn't his movie.
You can make
I'm
him
saying.
The merc with the mouth and then take away his mouth, because, you know,
and give
whatever.
Him
fuck you guys.
Swords in his hands and laser eyes.
I love how they're using their fuck up to promote the new one, though. How they're like from the company who inexplicably shut his or sewed his mouth shut.
Yeah,
you know, as part of their
yeah.
trailers.
Oh, really?
He makes fun of
that.
The
That's
Green
funny.
Lantern in there too.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
I think he would.
As long as
it's not
green only work as a satire against the company that's making him. I think that's the only way
that,
he would
that,
work.
That's
why he's working. He's yes. and he's like the only franchise that you could really do that with.
The
I
more
think.
He shits on Fox, the more
well,
we're
like,
all gonna love
well,
it.
Well, the more Fox gives him to shit on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like because they just keep supplying it left and right, and he's gonna thrive because he's gonna be like. Why am I here, basically?
If he makes
just
any,
every day.
I want to be over there
yeah.
and like, point to like Marvel
if
Studios.
If he makes some, any X-Men Age of Apocalypse reference in the movie to how stupid Apocalypse looks, then I will stand and
I'm very surprised how red band that trailer actually got. I mean, they got the dude.
I literally don't know what that means, what he just said.
You know the red band trailer?
I understand what it is. I have no idea what the red band
is. It's a buzzword, Alex.
Yeah, no, I know it's a buzzword, but what the fuck does it mean?
It means like the trailer that's NSFW.
What is it? NSFW?
Does it actually mean that?
Yeah.
The red band indicates that it's not able to be watched at work?
I guess
well,
red
it's
band.
Not allowed to be like shown in a theater. It's like for adults. It's a rated R trailer.
So the following picture has been rated R?
No, it's a trailer no. that uses the curse words. You know how if you watch a rated R thing, they make it for like kids so they don't say the actual F words or show the boobs in the commercials? Then you go to the movie and then you see the boobs and hear the F words.
So this is a commercial.
A red band trailer is a trailer for the movie that is completely uncensored.
So you know when you see it in the theater and it says this preview has been approved for all audiences.
Yes.
The red is not approved for all audiences.
Kids should not be watching this trailer.
Green is go, red is stop.
Okay.
So there's a red band trailer
that
shows
so
like
stupid.
A naked lady butt drops the F-bomb a whole bunch of times. I was really surprised that Fox is going balls deep into the vulgarity of Deadpool. Like it's
well, you
Marvel
have to,
Knights.
Otherwise you'll have their other Deadpool all over again.
True.
Yeah.
True.
So
or Marvel, what do they call their uncensored comic books? Shit. Max.
Yeah, so
Max.
This
like
is
Deadpool
this
Max.
Is, so you can get it. Well, no, I don't even have to read that one. You know when you see trailers and in the beginning it's a green thing
that
shows all that stuff.
I just said that.
So then
I don't remember. I know that it exists,
but you just don't.
But
remember.
But it's not a coding system in my head.
I think
it's
like, so regular.
Hey, you're
now.
Telling me that it's rated R. I don't give a shit. Just show me the fucking. Actually, I skip those when I have the option to on YouTube
well,
stuff.
Yeah,
I don't.
Well,
I,
mean,
I don't want to watch that.
Because in the beginning, they always showed. I didn't get that until I don't know, like 3 days ago or something.
So we have
at least we're on the same wavelength.
Back to Gamescom news because we're burning through. These are some good stories this week. This is a very good week for
it
news.
Is a good week.
Halo Wars 2 was announced, the most popular Halo game for being terrible.
I went through that. I went through the Gamescom like bullet points of what Microsoft did during their presentation, and it was a bunch of who the hell cares.
Does this fall into Aaron's who the hell cares category?
That definitely falls into
this
who
is
the hell
Halo
cares.
Attached to
now,
it. It's in
if,
that category.
If I can use a keyboard and mouse, which with the whole streaming to PC.
Did you know that
thing,
you can use a keyboard and a mouse on your computer all the time?
Well, not
for any game that you play.
Did Halo Wars 1 come out on the PC?
Oh no, they actually only put good games on that.
Ooh.
Oh,
that's a lie.
I know.
A lot of bad.
You said still, it still made you feel bad. That's the best part.
It did make me feel pretty bad. Mission accomplished.
Yeah, so wait, are they going to make... So it's an RTS again, right? Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
It's a real-time strategy.
Are they going to do that thing where they're going to like, no, you can totally play with the controller.
Oh, I'm sure. I hope why? There's an option to play with keyboard and mouse because that is the only way you can play RTS.
Your Xbox is a computer in a different box. It's not special.
I know, but there are
yes,
restrictions.
There's plenty
no, there's
of
not.
I think
hook a keyboard up to an Xbox 360 and try and play Halo Wars.
I think there was
going to be 360 is different. That was still being developed as an IBM Power PC under the hood. It wasn't x86 architecture.
So I thought there was going to be an update for that, for you to be able to plug in a mouse to your one.
Three. Hopefully.
Mouse to your one.
Mouse to your one. There you go.
Get it trending, everybody. Mouse to one.
Mouse to one.
Let's see. Did you guys see there is going to be a new Halo-themed Xbox One?
Exactly.
Yeah. What?
Another
it thing. Looks good, though.
It actually looks good.
Yeah. It actually okay. looks
you
pretty
know
dope.
Who, you know who got exactly erect for this thing?
Me?
No. Gerald Ocon. Because he's the only one
Alex,
that buys
have you seen it yet?
The special
I mean, I know nothing
one.
Can
no.
impress you, but
no, I have not seen
you
it.
Could at least look. I mean, it looks good. There's been worse.
So that does...
No. You don't get to say it looks good. There's been worse. I'm trying to That's like, my criteria is... Oh, well, there have been worse looking things than this pile of shit. But, you know, so this is pretty good. It's not gorgeous. It is not. It's,
it is gorgeous.
It's
what are you talking about?
Two-tone.
What is that?
Whoop
what
do
you what do you put that? Where do you put that?
Oh, you
in
put
your
it,
house.
You put it on top of your TV. Yeah. That's yep. how impressed you are with it.
And it
you get
falls
an old school box
your
TV.
Your thin screen.
You suspend it in the yes. air above your thin screen television.
I'm the first person to say I don't really care about themed consoles.
Some of them do look good. That is not one of them.
Give me an example.
Yeah, please give me an example.
The Destiny PS4.
No.
Yes. It's just, wasn't that just a white PS4? Yep.
There you go. Simple.
Yeah, exactly.
But you nailed
I'll
it.
I'll just buy the I PS4 then, because that's exactly what that was, basically, right?
When you make something white, it's I?
Yes.
Oh, that's racist.
And true. So,
it's
there
also
you
true.
Go.
They were black first.
Well, yeah,
Crackdown 3.
Things better.
It's coming in 2016.
Another. Oh, you know what? What was actually interesting
fully
about that? Yes,
fully destructible.
That was interesting. But
you can't get a word out, Jesus.
No, because
I we heard about that game before.
We did.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering if it was like a new announcement. Or
No. The only thing that was announced that was it's going to be 100%. They said 100% destructible. So that means it's only going to be 50.
Like, was it Red Faction? Where you could like dig into the walls with rocket launchers
in part one.
That
yes.
was fun.
Yes,
was but then yeah, part really one.
Fun.
Yes,
the multiplayer was fun.
And then Red Faction Guerrilla, they just made the surface.
You're on Mars.
Yeah,
you're on Mars.
One was very good because I remember getting stuck in areas and then just rocketing under.
I was drilling into this
hole in there and be like, well, I beat that level.
That's how they broke that Mexican drug lord out of jail. That's what I heard.
Dug a hole.
Red Faction? Yeah. I wonder if he played that a lot.
They must have.
Figured it out.
Said, get it. All we have to do is rocket the ground.
Play Red Faction.
What if we just dig the ground?
Oh. See.
This is why he's the leader.
El Mero had a dream.
Yeah, but the rest of the what else the what other news what other news came out of
Mexicans? Let's see. Summon Night 5 gets a limited edition release.
What's that
exactly?
There you go.
There's the perfect answer to that news. when the guy came on the stage and said that, literally the rest of the crowd
Did
was
someone
like, What's
from the
that?
Crowd just yell.
What's that?
everyone pulls out their phone and Googles.
No, because at these cons, it could be the. I mean, at these convention things where they do the stage shows, it could be anything, and it's going to get applause.
No. Sometimes you'll get those.
That's applause. Like,
and then,
no, it's the scattered ones where someone starts because they may or may not have been excited, but they thought it was the right time to do it, and then someone joins in. They're like, "All right, we're clapping," but the first person has already stopped.
Yeah,
because he's like, "Oh no, this isn't the right moment." Then a third person joins in because they're just completely off base.
That's like Ubisoft at E3. I think it was Ubisoft or maybe even EA. Maybe both of them. They got that. A lot of those.
A little staggered.
A lot of those. Okay.
Yeah.
Pity.
You don't want pity applause. You want to come out and be like, oh, here's this game. And then
you want pretty applause.
You want the Fallout
That's
4
That's why they got Aisha Tyler to do the Ubisoft.
Vega. Vega is returning for Street Fighter V.
Yep.
Like he wasn't?
They haven't announced a lot of characters. And they added Birdie. When's the last time you played Birdie? Alpha.
That's like, oh yeah, right. okay. There's a character we haven't seen in a while. But let me guess who else is going to be in this. Zangief?
No, not confirmed.
He'll be in there.
Not confirmed.
If he's not in there, I want to go back to this episode.
Let me think.
Oh no, he's going to be in there. We all
They've already confirmed Guile?
No.
I just did it right now.
Actually, they've been saying a lot of the ways that you play in Street Fighter V right now. Some of those kind of hold back to block characters or different control scheme characters, mm-hmm. they're questioning how they're either going to be in the game or if they're going to be in the game in a fashion that you recognize.
Vega, they did a unique thing for him where he's going to have two different fighting styles. You're going to switch between his claws on and then claws off, and he'll have two separate move sets.
So like, they'll be completely different then.
Yeah, with claws on, he'll be more for like...
I thought he just takes the claw off, and then...
That's how...
He can do that in four.
Yeah, wasn't that in one of the games where the claws just...
He can take off his claw, and he can also take off his mask, but taking off his mask actually spends a bar of meter, and it makes you worse.
Oh, my God.
So it's like it's the ultimate, like, fuck you move, I'm going to beat your ass, because I don't even need this.
Sagat's in the game, right?
Not yet.
Confirmed right now. Just confirmed.
Terrible.
It's no brainers. It's Street Fighter. It's not like they're rewriting history.
Well, the thing is they're...
Wait, can I try that, Aaron?
Go.
Okay.
Sub-Zero? Confirmed.
Yeah, no. that doesn't work.
No,
I'm excited for Blanca. Confirmed.
He's been confirmed? There you go.
That's how you do it.
That was the weakest.
Confirmed.
You know what? Because I actually thought he was in the game, and then you confirmed. That's good. That's very good.
Yeah, it looks like he's going to have two move styles to switch through. He does the old Vega bouncing off the wall.
He looks really good.
The game does look pretty good. Oh, who's the other guy he's beating up on?
That is a new character.
Oh. Yeah, look. They made a new character.
Oh, wow. They haven't done that in...
Well, the thing is, they haven't announced all of the old Street Fighter 2 people, but they've already done new characters. That's cool. Weird.
So you think...
Does it work like this? M. Bison. Confirmed.
He's
been there.
Damn it.
Yeah, he looks really cool, too.
Well, technically, he's not wrong, because it is confirmed.
So, yeah, I did it. Thanks. See?
Yeah.
End on a win. That's how I do the show, baby.
Webb, nobody likes dick riders.
Wow, Aaron.
Whoa.
Aaron said the D word.
Wait, what superhero was that? Dick Rider? That wasn't Nova, was it? No, there's.
I know you're saying that somebody's named Dick Rider. Yeah, but I don't know who's Dick Rider, except for Webb.
you're an asshole on the show.
I want to thank everyone for checking out the show. If you're first time listening, we're up to about 19,000 plays on that other clip right now. So it's just climbing. This is so fun.
It's just so fun.
A delight.
I'm having a barrel of laughs.
That's terrible.
This is a bucket of fun. And
sign me and call me Sally.
That's why people listen to the show. Attack on Titan gets a new video game in 2016, and Mirror's Edge got a little gameplay trailer.
Wow, they're actually making it still.
Yeah, that one just seems like an overglorified art project. When you see the people talk about it, when they come out, they're like a French developer, and they always come out, and before they talk about the gameplay or the mechanics or anything about the story, they like to talk about the character design and how
it's
like,
important because when you play
it,
it's the idea of recognizing it without having to like have it explicitly spelled out for you.
Yeah,
and the flow of the game.
Yeah, but make the game. Talk about the art afterwards.
No, art is in the game. Yeah. They have to make art to make the game.
Art is in the game.
It is. Art is in the game. There you go. Yes, that's what I said.
It's in the game.
I don't buy it.
Yes, it's in the game.
I don't buy it. Well, everyone, thank you for checking out the show. For Alexander Bags, David Webb, and Aaron Carter, my name is Corey Vincent, and we'll see you next week.
Let me bang,
I
man.
Do lay you bang.
Let me bang again, man.
I lay you bang.
Let me bang.
I lay you bang.
Let me bang.
Lay you bang.
Now go fuck yourselves.